Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Beezy Baby here. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go ahead and send this out to somebody you love. Matter of fact, send this to somebody you don't even know. I dare you to copy the link and just DM somebody on Facebook or Instagram and tell them that I got a little message for them today. And the message is, you got to love your Judas. Now, you may be thinking, Beezy, I'm not about to love nobody that's going to betray me. Nobody that's going to set me up to get killed. Baby, now maybe your story is not the same, you know, as Jesus's, and your Judas is not going to come and kiss you on the cheek and then sell you for some silver. But we've all got somebody that we can consider a Judas in our lives, right? Somebody that we've loved, somebody that we've trusted, somebody that we've maybe thought the world of and that thought was going to have our front, back, and all sides, and that person ended up betraying us to the point where we feel like, you know, the wound is so deep that we can't come back from it, right? And with saying love your Judas, I'm not saying that you give Judas the access to do it again. Mm-mm, that ain't what I'm saying, friend. But what I'm saying is we've got to love and respect and honor that some people come into our space on purpose to betray us. Like, can you imagine if Judas was not Judas? Like, if Judas stood tall, 10 toes down, nah, that's my dog. I ain't finna kiss him and show you where he at. Nah, I don't even roll like that. Jesus would have never been able to do what he did, which was ultimately, you know, die on the cross for our sins. God knew Judas's spirit. God knew Judas's character. And God knew when he placed Judas at the table with Jesus that Judas was gonna crumble. He knew who Judas was. He knew the spirit Judas had. And he knew that by placing him there, everything that was supposed to happen would happen as it should, because Judas was going to carry that little flame right over to Jesus' side and say, here he go. And I think that sometimes we can get to a place where friends or family, we begin to look at them like, oh, that's the enemy. Lord, that's a serpent. I prayed for God to clear my life of all my snakes and I lost friends. Well, I think that those things, you know, they're valid feelings, right? But I think that sometimes we get into a space where we begin to resent people because they're doing what God has for them to do. Now, let me share a little story with you. I've been in a space where I've done stuff for people, right? And then I've been in a similar situation where I needed people to do the same thing for me, and they didn't. And I would feel so bad about it. I'd be talking to my husband like, that's crazy. When I had the opportunity, I did that for them. And then when I needed it, they didn't show up for me. And I wanted to be, no, I didn't want to. I was angry at them. Because how dare you use whatever I was offering for your benefit, but then when I needed the favor returned, your hands are tied. That's not something you're willing to do. Like, that was giving weird to me, I'll be honest. But I was reminded that God put me in position to assist them because he knew that I would. And then when God brought me to the space where I needed them and they were able to help me, he also knew that they wouldn't. But he knew that because they didn't, I would get it done without them. And then all victory and glory would go to him because I know I couldn't have did it any other way. Does that make sense? Let me slow it down. Just because you are in a space where someone can help you and they don't, doesn't mean that person was sent by the enemy. That person may be in your life with good reason, may have a quality that is so great and grand in another capacity, but in that space, they're not supposed to move. In that space, they're supposed to tie their hands. In that space, they're supposed to turn their back, because in that space, God wants it to be just about you and him. And sometimes nobody's supposed to come save you. Sometimes God has you in a space where it's just you and him, so you can learn to save yourself, so you can learn to rely on him, so you can seek him instead of your friends, instead of, you know, people that you know can help you out in this space. Some of us run to our friends for things that we're supposed to be running to Jesus about. Some of us are seeking advice from our colleagues when we're supposed to be asking God for clarity. Some of us find ourselves frustrated and mad at the enemy or at our family or at our friends for the work that they won't do to help us out when there's work that we are negating on our end. And if we would just work a little bit harder, if our faith would be a little bit more, we wouldn't be mad at nobody because it would have already been done. And I know that's not always what you want to hear, but it is the truth. And it's convicted me, and I had to check myself because I was ready to cut people off. Oh, you funny style. You want me to be a friend to you, but you're not a friend to me. But the truth is, when I really sat back and looked at these friends, that they were a friend. They were a friend in the capacity that they could be a friend. But in the area that I was expecting them to be a friend, they couldn't because they not me. And I'm expecting me from other people. And ain't nobody built like me but me out here. So not only could these people not show up in the place that I had designed for them to stand because that space didn't fit them, but I was also giving them a cross to carry that didn't belong to them. God said those people can't do that. Only I can. So the more you rely on others to fill this space, the more you're going to feel lonely in it. Call on me and watch me provide everything you need. I hope I ain't hit you too hard this time, friend. Don't leave me, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for conviction. Lord, it don't always feel good when you check me, but I understand that sometimes I need to be checked. And Lord, by you showing me myself and correcting me when I'm in a space that, you know, is not accurate, it allows me to share that experience with my friends because, Lord, I know that somebody came here today not expecting to get what they got, Lord, but that they needed it. So, Lord, I thank you that you are correcting our behaviors, Lord. I thank you that you are showing us the error of our ways because sometimes, Lord, we get so intentional about praying for other people that we omit the fact that there are things we could be doing in this space. Lord, we're praying for other people to do certain things when you're telling us to worry about ourselves, to correct the way we look at things, to correct the way we operate in spaces, to see that sometimes we are seeking out others when we need to be seeking you more. So I thank you for the opportunity to get it right. Thank you, God, that you are growing us into people that won't need as much correction, Lord, because we're going to get it right the first time. So Lord, I just thank you that we're growing. I thank you that we're growing individually and as a community. I thank you for my sisters and brothers that are listening to Jesus and Coffee right now, Lord, that we'll just continue to grow. We'll continue to be stronger. We'll continue to have clarity on things before we get into the spaces that cause us discomfort. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for this 40th episode of Jesus and Coffee. Lord, I don't know what is next, but I am so excited for season two. Lord, season one has been a great run, and I thank you that you have carried us all through this 40 episodes of Jesus and Coffee, Lord, and I ask that you just continue to make a way where I don't see a way. Continue to cover us as we walk through the next 40 and 400 episodes of Jesus and Coffee. Continue to expand this brand. Continue to put it into the ears and hearts of those that need the word. And Lord, continue to show me what I need to do with this podcast so that it can continue to glorify you. Lord, I pray that everyone in the sound of my voice has an amazing day. Lord, I claim that there will be greatness attached to this week. I claim that they will encounter people that can change their lives, that their name will be mentioned in rooms that their feet have not entered. Lord, that people are thinking of them in a space that they don't even consider themselves worthy of. Lord, that all good things are working out for us because we know that you say all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And you know that that is the posture that we stand in. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day today, friend. You deserve it. Catch you next time.